This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Diamper Herbals at the Diamper Farm in Anna will host its annual Herbal Medicine Workshop on June 19th. Organizers say it's a good way to learn more about natural healing opportunities, as well as how you can get more in touch with local growers and community members. I talked with General Manager Terry Hickey about the event.
We tour the medicinal herb garden where we grow the herbs that we use to make the medicine with. We also demonstrate how we make some of the medicines, some of the tinctures and infused oils and the tincture sprays and that sort of thing. We talk about how to use herbal medicine, and this year we're kind of focusing on trying to educate people on kind of how to create your own herbal medicine kit. What are some of the standard herbal remedies that you can use on a regular basis, or kind of even to have in almost a first aid kit. So it's a focus on, you know, how to work with and use plant-based medicine, the original medicines.
Hickey says it's not hard to get started, even for someone who's completely unfamiliar with herbal medicine.
You know, Feverfew is akin to ibuprofen. It's a natural anti-inflammatory for the blood vessels. A lot of people will use Feverfew if they have chronic headaches. People will use Feverfew if they have chronic pain. There's actually even a lot of medical doctors that are suggesting to their patients, if you have to take ibuprofen every day, you really should consider taking Feverfew. Plant-based medicine does not have the side effects that allopathic medicine can have. And so that's an example of one. Another would be like stinging nettles. Stinging nettles is a natural antihistamine. So that can be used for allergies. It can be used if you're having some sort of allergic reaction. It's a natural anti-inflammatory for the sinuses, and it also happens to be a natural anti-inflammatory for the arthritic joints. So those are a couple. We have a boo-boo spray, which is made with St. John's wort and calendula. It can be used as a first aid spray, and it also can be used on other ailments that involve nerves, nerve endings. For instance, people will use the boo-boo spray for sciatica or shingles or poison ivy. It's a great remedy for poison ivy. And then also something like an herbal salve, which is a topical salve you can use also for inflammation. It's an amazing remedy for burns. If you're cooking and burn yourself, you can apply this herbal salve, which has St. John's wort, calendula, and comfrey in, and it will really calm the burn almost immediately. It also can heal bruises and cuts and that sort of thing. So there's many, many remedies that are plant-based, natural remedies that you can use on a day-to-day basis and also for kind of acute situations as well.
Hickey acknowledges herbal remedies aren't for everyone, particularly those who are on other medicines or treatments for things like high blood pressure or cholesterol. She says having a conversation with your physician is a good place to start if you'd like to start using herbal remedies.
We always tell people if you're on other medications for just what you mentioned, high blood pressure, cholesterol, etc., you definitely should consult with your physician about taking herbal remedies. You want to make sure that there aren't any interactions that are potentially there. And yes, there are a couple doctors in the area. Susan Sani, who's a licensed acupuncturist and Chinese herbalist, she is also going to be one of the presenters at this workshop, and she is a great person to consult with on herbal remedies. She has a very holistic perspective on people's health. She also addresses things like nutrition and stress and that sort of thing. Bonnie Jewell is a chiropractor and nutritional consultant in Carbondale. She's very familiar with these things. So yes, there are a handful of people that healthcare practitioners that that people can consult with.
Hickey says the annual Women's Health Naturally Conference in the fall is also a good place to get more information about this. She says natural remedies also play a big part in the locally grown movement that continues to grow in this region and across the country.
Your food is your first medicine. So really, I always tell people, you know, I can give you herbal remedies, but if you don't address your diet and your food, you know, you're just going to continue to mask the real issues. So it is. It's a really heartening thing to see that people are starting to pay more attention to their diet and to what kinds of foods they're eating, and eating organic, getting away from foods that might potentially carry pesticides and herbicides and that sort of thing.
You can get more information about the Herbal Medicine Workshop at DaimpurHerbals.com. That's DaimpurHerbals.com. That's DaimpurHerbals.com, or at their Facebook page. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.